Sri Hari Prabhu was already one of the senior devotees. Oh, yeah. So good. Very nice. Very nice. So, as we mentioned, the time is coming up for the appearance anniversary of Lord Chaitanya, the most recent incarnation of Lord Krishna. On Monday, actually, is the actual anniversary day, and it will be, what will it be, 534, I think, years since the time that Lord Chaitanya appeared. So it's a very important occasion. It's a very important occasion. And Lord Chaitanya is an extremely important personality. And his mission and his message, they're extremely important. Because he is the most recent incarnation of Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna is the original, supreme personality of Godhead. The very greatest of the great. The supreme person. Yes. So Lord Chaitanya is the most recent incarnation appearance of Lord Krishna. And when he came, 534 years ago, then he established what is called the Yuga Dharma. I think you could just, I'm shocked I'm saying this, turn it down slightly. otherwise it's going to explode. Okay, so let's try that. Let's try that for a while. Right. So, yes. Lord Chaitanya, when he came, he established the religious practice, the religious activity, which is the recommended activity for progress in religion. For spiritual progress, for helping us in this very difficult age. I think everyone sitting here is well aware by now that these are very difficult days. If it's not one thing, it's another thing. And just when you never thought it would happen, along comes the coronavirus. And I had a mask, actually, but I left it at the temple anyway. But one devotee in America just wrote a letter this morning, which I read, in which he said he's making sort of educational presentations amongst our devotee communities here and there in America. And he told me that now, because of that situation, he is doing his seminars just on the internet. And the people just stay at home. Even local people in that town or city, they stay at home and they learn in that way. Although normally they would meet face to face. So anyway, let's see what happens here in South Africa. Don't be too surprised if it gets worse before it gets better. And maybe next Saturday, if we're having a program, maybe we'll all have masks on. Or we'll just be at home and the program will be broadcast or something. Because it's Kali Yuga. It's a very difficult time. And you all know political situations all over the world. and economic situations all over the world, and refugees. Oh, Krishna, it is just really quite something. So it's a very difficult age. And Lord Chaitanya is the most recent appearance of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Lord. And he came to help us and to help everyone to deal with all these situations. And ultimately, to reawaken our forgotten relationship with the Lord. And then return to the kingdom of Godhead, the kingdom of God, the spiritual world, where there are no such problems. They're just not there. Economic problems, and so on and so forth. And, you know, the only problem they have, you could say, is there's a minor crime problem. Because Krishna steals the butter sometimes. But other than that, and people like that, they invite him to come back and steal the butter again. Because it's so much fun associating with him. And other than that, it's just, we have no real sort of standard to compare it to. But it's certainly the most wonderful life in the personal company of the Supreme Lord. So, yes, that was the mission of Lord Chaitanya, to help everyone deal with the problems of life and progress spiritually and develop spiritually and become happy and satisfied even in this very difficult time, through the practice, at least primarily, the practice of chanting the holy names of the Lord. This is the recommended process in this difficult time. Very simple. Anyone can do it. A child can do it. You don't need to make some special preparation or, you know, arrangements and this and that. You can just chant the holy names of the Lord literally anywhere, anytime. And the result, the effect, will just be wonderful. Just wonderful. And you'll be so happy. Even in the midst of difficulties and problems, as there are in day-to-day life. So Lord Chaitanya is a very special personality, and I wanted to recite a couple of little pastimes of his. Actually, pastimes of his when he was a child. Last night, we were over where, what would you say, Desmond, is it Silver Glen? Anyway, it's over that way. We had a very nice program over there. And we talked about the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, the circumstances under which he made his appearance or took birth, you could say, within this world, and the significance of those happenings and how it happened. Today, we'll say a few words about some of his childhood pastimes. Actually, we mentioned last night, let me just start by referring back to last night, when Lord Chaitanya was small, preschool child, maybe 3 years old or so. His mission, as we mentioned, is to propagate the chanting of the names of Krishna, particularly in the form of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That was his mission. And as a little child, small child, he also did that. Even though he's sort of by material standards, uneducated, inexperienced, and so on. But he did it very cleverly. You know what children are like? Well, we've all been children. And children, among other things, they cry from time to time. And, you know, I think there's a few children here, we may even get a demonstration just to remind us. But you know, children are like that. Sometimes they cry when things don't go their way. So Lord Chaitanya was there, small child, and every day the neighborhood ladies would gather at the house of his parents. And Lord Chaitanya, he's the Supreme Lord, and therefore even as a small child, he's an extremely fascinating person. Amazing person. Even for adults, very striking, stimulating person. So therefore the local ladies, neighborhood ladies, would gather around and they just spend the whole day in the company of little Lord Chaitanya, playing different games with him and so on and so forth. But Lord Chaitanya, like we said, in terms of his mission, how to propagate the chanting of the holy names. So one day he tried a special strategy. He cried and cried and cried and really cried. And parents, particularly mothers, but any parents, you know what it's like. Your child's crying, now you got to stop them crying. Okay. And how are you going to do that? You're going to pick the child up, bounce the child up and down a bit, say some funny words, try to distract the child to look at some interesting thing, or whatever. So the ladies tried all their motherly strategies, but nothing helped. Little Lord Chaitanya, at that time he was known as Nimai, because he had taken birth under a neem tree, which is sort of a sacred tree in India, or at least it's a very sort of beneficial type of tree. So little Nimai, there he was crying and crying and really crying uncontrollably, and they just couldn't do anything. Although they tried and tried. And one lady, she became so frustrated that she said, "Oh, Krishna!" Appealing to the Lord, like, you know, "Help us, Lord. Oh, Krishna!" And you know what happened? Lord Chaitanya immediately stopped crying and smiled. That's another program for the child, right? Cry, smile. It's a disaster. Life is fine. So yeah, Lord Chaitanya smiled. But the ladies didn't quite get it, the connection. So Lord Chaitanya smiled momentarily. They didn't. It was just the one time the lady said, "Oh, Krishna." They didn't carry on. So little Nimai started crying again. And howling and howling. And again, one of the ladies said, "Oh, Krishna!" And little Nimai stopped crying. And gradually they tuned in. Aha! There's some sort of connection here, there's a program here. So then they would play this game. It became just like the game of the day, the game of the week, the game of the month. Little Lord Chaitanya cries and they say, Hare Krishna! What do they say?
Hare Krishna!
And he stops crying and smiles. And so they say Hare Krishna a bit more, but then they stop and he starts crying. And then again, Hare Krishna! And he stops crying. You understand? Yeah. So this is a very famous little pastime of Lord Chaitanya as a child, even a little child, showing, demonstrating what his mission is, to propagate the chanting and to get people to chant, because it is so beneficial. It's so beneficial, and as we said, it's so simple. In other ages, of the universe at least, then people, there were different recommended activities or popular activities, like, for example, at one time, in the Satya Yuga, it's like a golden age, the recommended activity was to meditate silently within the mind, within the heart, on the Lord, which we also do to some degree. It's not our main focus, but we definitely do it. But it's certainly not something that you can just do anywhere, anytime, and it's going to really work. Like, you go downtown, West Street, the Pavilion, these busy shopping areas. And how are you going to do silent meditation there?
On Saturday. Saturday. Call Purush. Don't let him get too far away.
Hare Krishna. Oh, look at that. You've got to hold your finger on the button for the next half an hour. Alright, so there we were. Yeah, very simple. A child could do it, and children do it. Or fire sacrifice. We also do fire sacrifice from time to time. It's not our main focus, but we do it. It's a bona fide religious activity. So, but again, you know, in so many situations, how are you going to do a fire sacrifice? Or elaborate worship of the deity? As we do in our temple nearby in Unit 5, it's relatively, by current day standards, it's quite elaborate. By very traditional standards, it's very simple. And you can't just do it anywhere or at any time. It's very, very specific. But chanting the holy names, oh, that's something else. Okay, so then, so let us then mention a couple of other pastimes of Lord Chaitanya as a child. Here's a nice one. You know what? Lord Chaitanya, Nimai, as a child, once, he was kidnapped. Would you believe? What a shocking experience for a parent to have their child kidnapped. that's just, it's just too much altogether. There is, it's described in the literatures, I want to just, there's a blessing. There's a blessing. It's spoken at the end of the description of the pastime. It's a blessing for those who listen to the description nicely. And it says, whoever hears this narration of the kidnapping of Nimai, which is also secretly spoken in the Vedas, attains firm devotion to Lord Chaitanya's feet. That's a blessing for whoever hears this narration. So please give your attention. It's a kind of simple story, but it's very colorful and nice. So little Nimai, little Lord Chaitanya, small child, preschool child, and even, you know, not really so expert in walking even. So little Nimai, one day, was playing in the street in front of the house. In those days, they didn't have motor cars zooming by, and you know, which will so easily harm a child or anyone. So his parents just let him play in the street. So there he is, he's playing away. And along came these two thieves, like professional thieves. And you know, in those days, the children, what to speak of the adults, the children were regularly, every day, decorated and ornamented with real jewelry. Gold, some gems, some earrings, necklace, these types of things. But real, not plastic. Electroplated in Shanghai or some place you can't even visit now because of the coronavirus. But the real thing, solid gold with real gems, and a little preschool child, the natural opulence was such that the people lived like that. Yeah. Nowadays, of course, we all know life is very different. So there, these two thieves came and they saw there's this little boy, unattended, just playing around in the street. No one's watching. And he's got these gold ornaments and jewels. Let's just take him. If we just try to grab the jewels and the gold, he'll scream. So we won't just grab the things. We'll pick him up and treat him very nicely, and hopefully he won't start crying, and then we'll carry him away and kidnap him. So they did that. They took him away. And one of them, in order to sort of keep little Nimai happy, carried him on his shoulders, as parents sometimes do with their children, and away they went. They were living in the same town or city, Navadvip. So off they went, they knew the way, they went back to their place. And they're coming along, and okay, the next turning to the left, our house is just down the road, that's where we live. Next turning, they turned left, and they were back right in front of the house of little Lord Chaitanya. What? How did that happen? It's not possible. Anyway, no problem. We'll just do it again. Because little Nimai, little Lord Chaitanya, he looks like a little boy preschool child. Can't even walk so nicely. But he is not simply like that. He is the Supreme Lord. And he's fully capable. What to speak of looking after himself. He can manifest a universe just like that with the snap of his fingers. He remains the Supreme Lord even when he manifests himself in an apparently very simple way. So those thieves, they didn't understand, of course, what was really going on. But they thought, okay, well, no problem. Somehow we got lost. Don't know how on earth it happened, but let's go again. So off they went again. And again, now they're in their neighborhood. And they know, yes, we turn right and then left, and just around the corner is our house. There we go. Very good. And they went and they turned the corner, and they were right in front of the house of little Lord Chaitanya again. What? And they're just bewildered, beyond bewildered. As it happened, Lord Chaitanya's father, Jagannath Mishra, and some of the other adults who had been in the house, they were out on the street looking for the child. And here come the two thieves, with the one of them with the child on his shoulders. And they just walk straight into Jagannath Mishra and the other family members and friends. And the thieves thought, oh no, we're caught. That's it, we're going to jail for 10 years. But Jagannath Mishra and the other adults, they said, oh, how wonderful. Thank you for bringing little Nimai back. Oh, you're such nice people. Yeah. So they left little Nimai there with his parents and the others, the thieves, and maybe they got a little reward, I don't know. I'm sure at least they got some prasadam. And that was that. And they went away thinking, you know, what on earth happened to us? What, how did we get lost like that? It's impossible. So as the blessing says, whoever hears this pastime, this narration, which is also secretly spoken in the Vedas, attains firm devotion to Lord Chaitanya's feet. Here's another one. Let's see now. Where is this? Oh yeah. This is a time. This is now the pastime. Actually, it happened just immediately before the pastime we just recounted. This is the pastime of Lord Chaitanya, little Lord Chaitanya, encountering a cobra, a big cobra. And there's a blessing for this one too. Let's see if I can just locate it. Anyone who, with devotion, hears this pastime, which is secretly described in the Vedas, will not be harmed by the snake of repeated birth and death. You'll listen, right? Please listen. The snake of repeated birth and death, and also your regular green mambas and whatnot. So yes, again, it's the same situation. It's little Lord Chaitanya, little Nimai, and the ladies have gathered, and they're playing with him, and all these things are going on as usual. Everyone's just so happy and jolly. And then the ladies, somehow or other, they just started having a bit of a natter. Do you use that term here? Just a little chat. Lady talk. About, you know, whatever ladies talk about. And they left little Nimai. This is just in the yard. The backyard. This is not out on the road. It's the backyard. Behind the house. And they just leave him and he just does his little childish things. And suddenly, one of them turned around. And what did he do? What did she see? Little Nimai has confronted one big, serious cobra. And they're just looking each other in the eyes. And the cobra, you know how they do it. They move back and forth, right? So we hear. And Lord Chaitanya's looking at the cobra, just centimeters away from his face. And little Nimai is smiling. And the ladies scream. But they can't do anything. Because they know if they try to grab the cobra or grab Nimai, you know, cobras, they strike too easily. So they become sort of like paralyzed in deep emotion. Very deep. And Nimai grabs the cobra by the neck and turns to the ladies who are just totally, totally frightened and says, "Look, nice snake. Nice snake. He's my friend." And the ladies just didn't know what to do. So, but then the snake, somehow the Lord put the snake down.
And the snake.
It's just to give us a breather for a minute. Right now. It just came. Oh, did you turn it on? Oh, you turned it on. He knows what to do. So that's all right. Alright, so snake went away. Oh, look. Look who just arrived. My gosh. His Grace Madhavi Prabhu King. Now, he's really a senior devotee. If you think Sri Hari Prabhu is a senior devotee, it's Sri Devada. I mean, they are. They are. But Madhavi Prabhu, he's a really senior devotee.
From dinosaur.
From what? 46 or something years ago, we traveled all over South Africa together, I tell you. What, from Cape Point to Bait Bridge? Yeah.
From
Pof Adda to Hotazel. And up into Southwest also. Those were the days. And you know, he's expert, he can drive in his sleep. I could tell you that story, but I won't.
Sometimes you don't know if you're sleeping while you're driving, or you're driving while you're sleeping.
Sometimes you don't know if you're sleeping while you're driving or driving while you're sleeping. Well, protected by the Lord. All right, so the ladies then there they were, the snake is gone. And the ladies picked up little Nemi and took him inside and did, you know, according to Vedic culture, if there's some, you know, like traumatic experience, but then it works out in the end, then they would do some ceremonies in sort of like gratitude to the Lord for saving the situation. So they did some things like that. They marked his body with different tilak marks. And while they did it, they chanted different mantras to different forms of the Lord to invoke their blessings and like that. And then, you know, then they sort of calmed down a bit. And they started chatting again. And little Nemi crawled or just wandered out of the house into the backyard again, but they didn't notice because they were in serious chat mode. And suddenly one of the ladies realized, hey, he's not here. Where's he gone? Where is Nemi? And again, out they go out to the back. And there is Nemi, would you believe it? That same big cobra has coiled up on the ground. And Nemi, baby Lord Chaitanya, is lying on the coils with the head of the cobra over his head. You know, reminiscent of Lord Narayan, or Lord Vishnu, Mahavishnu, lying on Anantashesh. The same sort of scene. But of course the ladies didn't realize and they thought, oh no, oh no, oh no. It's happened again. Terrible danger. So again, just completely overwrought with emotion. But then little Nemi, he got off. I mean, while he was lying there, he waved to them. Mataji! Mataji! Look! Nice! Nice snake! Friendly! But after a while he got off and went to the ladies. The snake slithered away. And as they were watching, some of the ladies were remarking to each other, you know, it's just like Lord Vishnu on Anantashesh. That's the name of that snake that Lord Vishnu reclines on and Lakshmi massages his feet while he's lying on the snake. It's known as Anantashesh. Little did they know that it was Anantashesh. It actually was that divine serpent. Because little Lord Chaitanya, even though he's just a little child, as we said, he's still the same Supreme Lord. And Anantashesh is still his great, great devotee. So Anantashesh wanted to visit and have some exchanges with his beloved and respected Lord. So he came like that. Yes, so as we read, anyone who with devotion hears this pastime, which is secretly described in the Vedas, will not be harmed by the snake of repeated birth and death. Okay, I think what I'll do, if it's okay, I'll just tell one more story. Is that all right? Just one more? Yeah, I don't know what the blessing is, but I'm sure there's a great blessing with it. So please listen. This is very interesting little pastime. And one day, again, Lord Chaitanya, well, these are childhood pastimes. Lord Chaitanya, little boy, as before. And one day, well, his father, Jagannatha Mishra, was a very prominent member of the Brahmin community, like the priestly intellectual community of that place, Navadvip, that city. He was a very prominent, well-known, and highly respected person, one of the leaders of that community, which was a big community with thousands of people. So one day, so from time to time, different people would come and visit him, because he's such a prominent Brahmin. So one day, one traveling mendicant came, and it was the afternoon or even coming into the evening, and this mendicant arrived and asked, could I possibly stay overnight? And Jagannath Mishra, he was very happy to accept the guest. And then the mendicant said, you know, I have this Gopal deity. You know, Laddu Gopal, small deity of Krishna on his hands and knees holding a laddu. I have my Gopal deity with me, and I've been traveling all day, so I haven't been able to cook and offer some food to him. Because the devotee accepts the deity not just like an idol, as so many people think, you know, just some sort of representational or symbolic feature, form. They accept the deity as being the Lord in person. Yeah, an actual person and the supreme person. And so, and they look after the deity very nicely, in very personal ways. So this Brahma, this mendicant said that I wasn't able to cook and offer food to Gopal. Could you facilitate that? And Jagannath Mishra said, of course, yes. And provided equipment and ingredients, foodstuffs, vegetables, and so on. And that mendicant cooked. And after maybe an hour or so, whatever, he put the different preparations in Bengal. That would mean rice. And along with the rice would be rice. And also there would be some rice. But there would be some sabji too. But mainly rice. Okay, so he put the rice and a couple of sabjis, vegetable preparations, on the special plate, which is used for offering to the deity. Gopal was on the family altar, and the mendicant placed the plate with the foodstuffs in front of Gopal, bowed down, and started chanting the mantras for offering food to the deity. So he's down, his head's on the ground, and he can't see what's going on around because his head's right on the ground. But after, you know, chanting the mantras takes a little while, not too long, but a minute or two. So after maybe 30 seconds or something like that, from the altar just above him, he hears these eating sounds. Munch, munch, chew, chew, and all that. And he thinks, you know, what on earth is this? And he looked up, he's in the middle of chanting the mantras, he looked up, And there was little Lord Chaitanya on the altar eating off the plate, the sacred plate, the food which is being offered to the deity. You know, and this is a big no-no. It's just a major no-no. You just don't do it while the offering's taking place. And the poor mendicant, you know, he just, oh, he got so disturbed. What are you doing, little boy? Why are you doing that? And little Nimai, little Lord Chaitanya said, well, you know, you were chanting the mantras. You were calling me, because those mantras are, you could say, requesting the Lord, please eat. You were calling me, here I am, and I'm eating. As requested, what's your problem? But the mendicant didn't get it at all. And he thought, you know, this is just the super cheeky little boy. He is just too much. And then came Jagannath Mishra, the father. And he chastised little Nimai and took him away and told the mendicant, don't worry, you cook again. Provided everything, just cook again and offer to Gopal again. And I'm so sorry. And I'll make sure this child doesn't bother you at all. So again, you know, maybe 1 hour or something, he cooks, puts the foodstuffs, the fresh foodstuffs on the plate, places the plate in front of the deity, Gopal, bows down head on the ground, starts chanting the mantras, and again within 30 seconds or so he hears, chomp, chomp. Burp, burp. Anyway, whatever. Eating sounds. And he looked up. And there he is again. There he is again. He's eating off the plate, little Nimai. And again, he chastised him. What are you doing? And little Nimai said, well, look, you called me to eat. Here I am. But he didn't get it. And Jagannath Mishra came again for a second time, grabbed the boy, chastised him, and begged the mendicant, please, it is our offense. Please cook again. Now it's getting a bit late. And he told the mendicant, Jagannath Mishra told the mendicant, we are going to send the boy to a relative's house just a little way away with armed guards, and we'll have him locked in a room that has no windows, so you don't need to worry this time. I don't know how it happened. So okay, again, third time. Okay, fresh foodstuffs on the plate in front of the deity, bowing down, head on the ground, chanting the mantras, and what happens, take a guess, you all know. Eating sounds, a little giggling. We're having a good time. And he looks up, and it's not possible. But again, it's little Nimai. And the poor mendicant said, you know, what are you doing? This is too much. How can you do it? How can you do this all the time? And this time, Nimai, he got a bit angry. Children get a bit angry sometimes. He said, listen, you keep calling me to eat. I come and eat. And then you chastise me. What's wrong with you? Stop this. And the mendicants just bewildered. What does this mean? And then Lord Chaitanya, little Nimai, transformed into the form of Gopal right in front of the mendicant's eyes and showed him, I am your Gopal, who you're offering the food to, who you're worshipping every day. I am the same Gopal. And so the mendicant understood. He got the message. And he offered obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, let him eat as much as he liked, offered him seconds. And Jagannath Mishra came, and the mendicant, and saw, you know, here's Nimai again eating off the offering plate on the altar. And the mendicant told Jagannath Mishra, don't worry, it's okay. Yeah, we've come to an agreement. And as they say, they all lived happily ever after. So I don't know what the blessing is, but I'm sure there's definitely a blessing. But anyone who hears this story nicely, what? Will always have nice prasadam. So these are some pastimes about Lord Chaitanya as a child. There are many more, of course. Yes, the main day is Monday evening, 5 o'clock, I believe, is Abhishek. Anyway, it'll start in the evening, maybe 5. There'll be arati at 7, I imagine. There's going to be a drama, I heard, at 7:30. And then we'll tell some more pastimes and some more things about Lord Chaitanya. Oh, but prasadam is served at 6, I heard. Yeah, we fast till moonrise. We don't eat anything till moonrise, which I believe is 6 o'clock. Come along, please. Of course, you know, the devotees, those who are practicing, I'm sure you'll be there. But others of you, the neighbors and friends from just around here, Unit 7. Unit 7. You know, we have a long relationship with Unit 7. What do they call it now? Montfort. I just call it Unit 7. It's easier. Montfort, what does that mean? Yeah, we have a long relationship with Unit 7. It was one, at least one, if not the very first places where His Holiness Parthasarathy Maharaj performed the tent campaign back in the later 70s. Big programs just in the vicinity here somewhere in Unit 7, and many people would come, so many, hundreds and many, like even more than 1,000, and many became devotees. Okay, so please come on Monday evening. There's also a program tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning, Sunday program. Please come. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Gopanima Mahotsava ki. Gopremanande. So now we're going to conclude the program. Well, prasadam will be the final part. But just before prasadam, we're going to do a special thing. You want to explain it, or you've got a mic? Yeah.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for that wonderful class and the beautiful pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you for those beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As we look around, sometimes Maharaj in the beginning was speaking about children being really naughty. So I think all the mothers, you all know where it came from. And in that mood, for the glorification of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's on our right here, from London.